I think it all depends on what they mean by mixing politics with religion, or by not mixing with politics, you know, politics with religion. It all depends. A politician can be religious. A politician can work for the promotion of religious values without being a party. As far as that is concerned, we have no objection. Islam has no objection. Religious values should be promoted, and when we speak of religious values, mind is turned to a verse of the Holy Quran and many such verses, which Allah Ta'ala tells us, فِيهَا كُتُبٌ قَيِّمَةٌ, that there are lasting truths which are common to every religion. And the Sharia, the Islamic law, contains all these lasting truths, or universal truths, you can say. But the word Qayyima applies to the lasting truth more than the word universal. In universal truths, only those truths are included which, without reference to religion, human morality can reach directly. But when the Holy Quran mentions Al-Qutubun Qayyima, it means such truths as may not be reached directly by human imagination. The revealed truths as well. So it's a wider sphere. And those revealed truths which never change, despite the change in the name of religion, they are Kutubun Qayyima. So they are again are common between every religion. Those values should be promoted by every politician. Otherwise, he will not be doing justice to his people or to the world at large. So in that much, you should mix religion with politics. But to mix religion with politics in a completely different way is not at all acceptable to Islam. When the politician speaks of mixing religion, he doesn't mean adopting moral values or inculcating moral values. What he means is simply this, that as far as politicians and their followers are concerned, let them enjoy life as they please, let them tell lies and use deception for promoting political ends or gaining political ends, no harm. Only use religion to help politics achieve its goals, nefarious goals. If this is what is meant by mixing religion with politics, it is abhorrent to any religion, not only to Islam. And this should not be permitted. This is exactly what is being done in the name of Christianity, in the name of Islam. Poor religions are being made scapegoat for the sake of politicians, by the politicians. So this is no way of mixing things.
Before, they were never going towards this sort of school of thought that the religious bodies should be mixed or not mixed. Why it is that recently there seems to be a wave of...
This is, you know, previously, I think it was Jefferson, President Jefferson, who first mentioned this, that a complete separate compartment should be made, completely separate compartment should be made of religion and politics. And he was a very wise president, if I am not mistaken. I think it was he who first mentioned it, that religion should not be permitted to interfere with politics, and politics should not be permitted to interfere with religion. Let them prosper in their own respective fields. This is the best formula that I can think of. It does not mean that a politician is anti-religious when he does not permit religion to interfere with politics. Nor he is a bigoted person when he does not interfere in religion on behalf of politics. Live and let live. This is the essence of this policy. And do not interfere in each other's premises. I think this is the safest formula.